I started playing football when I was about 8, and that was Little League. So when I did that, I just knew that, you know, this probably could take me a long way. I stuck with it, and now hopefully I live out my dreams. To get this second chance, it just mean a lot to me. You know, I want to thank God. I want to thank Les Snead, Jeff Fisher for just believing in me and giving me this opportunity to, you know, make the Rams roster. And I can't thank them enough, and I'm going to give it everything I got.
What you gonna do in that blue, I said, what you gonna
do? Coming out of East St. John High School, Dakiel was the most talked about wide receiver in the state. He made the circus catch routine.
I think he's probably one of the best, if not the better ones. He might be the best high school receiver I've ever seen because he could take over a game. He was a game changer. It's just that simple. And they didn't have to wait for him to get open. And more importantly, he was a vicious competitor. He's going to be a D1 guy out there somewhere and probably playing on Sunday one day.
Playing in the SEC was like playing the top recruits out of every state. And, you know, you got to bring your A game every Saturday because no matter what team it is, every team bringing their best. And you got to play every play like it's your last. In the SEC, it's like a mini NFL. You know, you got to be prepared at all times. So SEC was a good experience for me.
Marshall with time to the end zone. Touchdown, Duke Williams. And it will be a pass going deep. Got him in. It's caught inside the 30. Might be the game clincher as Duke Williams pulls it in.
The Auburn Tigers have dismissed senior wide receiver Dakiel Williams from the team. For more on this, we're joined by SEC reporter Edward Ashoff. Now, Edward, it wasn't Duke's first off-the-field incident. How surprised are you with this news?
I see your eyes when I'm looking at my own.
These have been ongoing incidents with him away from the field. Remember, he was suspended before the season.
At the end of the day, I let myself down. I let my family down, so I couldn't give up like that. I couldn't end my career. Like, from a mistake I made, nobody didn't make the mistake. I made that mistake, so I had to learn from myself. So I kept myself going. I stayed prayed up. You know, I gave all glory to God, just hoping he give me one more chance, and it's the chance he's giving me right now today, you know, the Los Angeles Rams. So I'm trying to take every opportunity I can and run with it.
Never gonna stop you.
To me, the word undrafted me, motivation, because when you're undrafted, you know, you hear all them picks called, knowing that you just as good as some of them picks, it's more motivation for you to go show everybody what you are capable of doing. And that's what I'm doing today. Every day at practice, I'm working hard, being a good teammate in the locker room, in the weight room, just telling them, let's go, we here to work. Drafted is, you know, it's a motivation. It's motivation for me. It humbled me. And it just put me in a position to take care of my family and also be a good teammate and hopefully win a Super Bowl.